Good evening or morning for you, everybody. This is the Irregular Search for Truth. My name's Scott.
And I'm Sutton.
We're coming out of your internet, and we'll get all over your face with truth.
Could get messy.
Yeah, well, anything that gets all over your face is messy.
Get a towel.
Is there anything that gets all over your face that's not messy?
Well, like hot air.
Or yeah, like but like you don't say like, oh, well, maybe you do say, oh, I just got a gust of hot air in my face.
In my face, not all over.
Not all over,
like,
yeah.
Mist or like fog.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. And that doesn't leave any residue.
Or some powdered sugar.
Yeah, okay, dry goods.
Dry goods.
Like, oh, I got grain all over my face.
Misted dry goods.
Yeah. Usually, though, I think getting something all over your face involves a wetness, and that usually requires cleanup.
Example, Irregular Search for Truth.
Yeah, we're wet.
And greasy. And messy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All over your face. Welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. We just found one. How are you guys doing? We're winning. 1-0. This episode, we're already beating you.
Cool, let's just start right in.
Okay. So this is a special Irregular Search for Truth because we're in the same room again after about 6 months or more of not being in the same continent.
You're back to visit us in the United States for New Year's and Christmas, and then bam, off again.
Yep,
gallivanting.
It's a quick turnaround. Which brings me to one of my topics.
Oh.
Coming home. Okay, so it was a last-minute decision to come home. Basically, my office shut down for the week between Christmas and New Year's, but they didn't make that decision to shut down until about, like, 2 weeks or less before.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah, it was a little like,
Especially when, like, you were in the middle of, I mean, not to, like, insult where you're from or, like, you know, where you work, but it's, like, the middle of nowhere. Right? You know, if like if you're in San Francisco or New York, it's like 2 weeks off. Cool, I'll just hang out here. I'll do whatever. You know?
Well, I mean, I could. There's interesting things to do there that would have been fine. But it was the situation was we already had return tickets here that we were going to change.
Right.
And it cost money to change those.
Right.
And so we were like, well, does it cost more to change those and then maybe buy a ticket somewhere else and travel, or just use these and then get return tickets back there? After, and it ended up being just about the same price.
Okay.
And so we were like, well, let's just go. And that decision was made at a very last minute. Like,
that's always fun too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes it more exciting.
Several days before my plane actually left, I was like, I'll get on that plane.
It's better than several hours, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Well, because if you let it go till several hours, I think your change the flight fee would be astronomical. But anyway, the question is, you're coming home for a little less than 2 weeks, little more than 1 week. You got a lot of friends in the area, but your family's also in the area, and it's family holidays. How do you divide your time? Do you let everybody know, or do you send out a mass email and be like, hey, I'll be home, I want to see everybody, or do you just sort of lay low?
I think it's a very difficult decision, actually. A friend of ours does that, and I think she has a difficult time because, I mean, she's from that place. Like, you're from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, all your high school friends here, I mean, a handful of college friends are here, friends from all after college, just all these people that you've met, right? So, and your family, and it's only 5 days, and Christmas is a holiday for family, right?
Yeah.
So, maybe you just have a big party, like Scott's back party, and just, like, invite Aaron to a bar, and then get your 10 minutes with everybody.
But that's also, like, one of those things where it's, like, if you're trying to organize stuff like that, your vacation is totally unrelaxing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess, I don't really think that family holidays are relaxing.
That's possibly true.
It's just, like, it's always about getting somewhere, then spending 3 days there, and then getting away from there. You know, like, if it's Christmas, like, okay, I'll come in on the 22nd and then be there. And then nobody wants to leave on the 25th, so he goes on the 26th. Yeah. And then your mom or your dad is like, oh, could you stay longer? It's like, no, I can't, you know. And then, yeah, like, all your high school friends, that's when you would go back and see them because you're not necessarily from the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of hope that 50% of people can't actually meet up with you anyway. You do it like this, like you did last night. You're like, hey, it's 11:30. You want to get together tomorrow? I'm like, well, you're really...
last minute chance here.
You're really playing your odds. So that way, you get the best of both worlds. A, you say, hey, like, I made the effort because of calling you. And B, you can't get together. So it's a win-win, right? Like, if it's, oh, I gave you plenty of notice and we had to spend 4 hours together, it's like, oh, I didn't really...
Yeah.
I would have liked credit to meet, but not actually have met.
I need that time. That extra 4 hours is desperately needed.
So what you could do is just, and or you can have a get-together. Say, like, invite 10 people all to a bar or a restaurant.
Yeah.
But make that bar or restaurant a place nobody wants to go.
Ooh.
Ooh, let's all meet in Half Moon Bay. Really? Half Moon Bay? That's like an hour from here. I love Half Moon Bay. It's so great. Ooh, let's all meet up in Marin City. Marin City, really? It's like toll on the Golden Gate. There's traffic. I love that restaurant in Marin City. I really want all you guys to come and share.
The Outback Steakhouse?
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
That's the only restaurant I know there.
Where there's no rules. Just fun.
And the Bloomin' Onion.
Today's podcast sponsored by Outback Steakhouse.
So, anyway, I went with the, like, I didn't tell anybody because there's 7 people at my parents' house right now.
There you go, like 7 birds with 1 stone.
That's like, yeah, that's a lot. But then the thing is, if you do like tell everybody and be like, hey, let's meet here, then there are, you know, there's always the like, oh, well, we should get together, you know,
right?
As long as you're still around. I was like, ah, well, that is inevitable. That's like I've seen, you know, family basically that,
right,
since coming back, I don't know, 8 or 9 days ago. I've just seen family, but even then, it's like, hey, let's get together next Wednesday. Also, like, all right, you know, of course I want to get together. But it's also, it's just like a lot of time, you know? I guess the real thing is that if you're going to come back, don't just come back for 10 days or 9 days.
Well, I mean, it's like you're all the way across the world. It's like, how long are you to come back for? You got to work also, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Take a sabbatical.
Yeah, he's got to say no. And then I guess also part of the problem is if you get caught.
Yeah.
That happened to me once, actually. I was going back down to San Diego where I used to live, and we were just walking down the street, and some friend of mine from work, who I hadn't really talked, you know, it's a coworker from work, so it's a little bit of like, is this guy is definitely like, I mean, I hate, you know, tiering friends, but he's like tier 2, you know. maybe tier 3, you know. Ooh. Just like a friend I would like to see,
and we just lost a listener.
I would like to see this guy, but it's like, hey, you know, we're, you know, things have moved on. It's been a year. We were walking down the street, he's pulling into the parking lot, we're crossing the driveway. Oh, look, there's Steve. Great, you know. And it's like, why didn't you call? I'm like, I only have so much time, you know. It's like, it's only a weekend and there's only so many people I can meet.
Sorry, so, Steve, you didn't make tier 1
or tier 2.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, I mean, it's tough, I think. And and like, you know, if you meet, like, now that we've met, should I mention it? Oh yeah, by the way, Scott was in town. What? Scott was in town?
No, you get free reign. It's cool.
Rude.
It's good. But anyway, that's what I was sort of dealing with. I decided just not to tell anybody, and I thought, well, if I do run into people, then I can hang out with them.
It's like a bonus.
Yeah. But at the same time, I didn't want to be like secretive, you know. It's like, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm not telling anybody. It was just sort of like, you know what, I'm too busy, I'm not gonna.
I think in our family, we used to, when I was younger, we would, you know, relatives would come and visit the Bay Area or San Francisco, but it's like, we're not actually in San Francisco, we're 40 miles from San Francisco. You know, it's like, oh, I'm in for a business meeting and then I'm right out. It's like, oh, you should come visit. It's like, that's another 6 hours that, like, I honestly don't have, you know. So like, I've made an effort, and I could, in retrospect, I know their annoyance with us, only because, I mean, we wanted to get together, of course, right? But it's like, now it's just like, you know, if you have time, that's fine, I understand. You know, I've been there myself, and it's just, I guess it's doing to others, right? And it's like, I don't really want to put pressure on you. If you want to meet up, if you can meet up, great, I'll just trust that you actually want to.
Yeah.
And that's good enough, I suppose.
Well, I'm here.
All right, glad to have you.
It's good to be back. It's good to be in a cold country where the humidity is not like 80%. And I've really enjoyed my last few days.
The change of pace anyway, right?
Yeah, it's good. I like it. Anyway, it's New Year's.
Yeah, I would sing that song, but I'm not very good. da 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 da. We wow. Maybe I could interspice some of that song.
Old Lang Syne. That was a new version. That was the one the kids listened to. Any New Year's resolutions?
No, I don't usually do those. No.
You're doing just fine. You don't need resolutions.
I'm pretty awesome.
Right on. How's it feel being so awesome?
It's tough because there's a lot of high expectations for other people, and they just don't get it.
You could resolve to get worse.
I could. This year, I'm gonna start running people over.
See, I resolve to show up to work late at least 50%.
I'm gonna take up a bad habit. I'm gonna start smoking.
There you go.
And then the next year, I'm gonna quit.
Then I'm going to give up flossing.
I've actually started flossing.
I was a really good flosser, but since moving to Kenya, my flossing habits have dropped off. I still do it, but not every day.
My dentist actually apparently went a whole year without brushing with toothpaste and only flossed and brushed with just a toothbrush. Mm. And he said, like, his teeth are just as good. Mm. And his point was flossing is as much or more important than brushing itself.
And his other point was that toothpaste is an unnecessary expense.
Yes.
Take that, Crest. Colgate.
Happy New Year.
The truth has been exposed.
Any resolutions for you?
No, but I'm going to try and think of some on the spot. Okay, New Year's 2011. What do I want to happen in 2011? I resolve, let's see. Well, I'm going to finish out my tour of duty in Kenya.
Okay.
And, I got a promotion, did I tell you
that? Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
What are you now?
I don't know. I'm in charge of people.
All right. Well, nice. Did you get a pay raise?
No. This is non-profit work, my friend. It's more responsibility, less pay.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's funny you hear people complain about that a lot, right? Well, yeah. There's like three ways to complain. One is nothing happened.
Yeah.
Two is I got paid more, but I don't get a better title. Everybody just thinks I'm the same person. Uh-huh. Three is I have to do more and I have more responsibility, but I don't get paid.
Yeah. I would say the middle complaint there is the weakest. That I'm getting paid more, but no change. It's like, dude, you're getting paid more.
Yeah.
That's good.
I guess sometimes people want career advancement, though. Right?
That's true, yeah. It might not be what you wanted, but it's still,
it's what you need.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can't always get what you want.